Welcome to AT&T Park in San Francisco, for the game between the Oakland Athletics and the San Francisco Giants. Here are the starting lineups. For the Oakland Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Coco Crisp. Batting second. The first baseman, Darrick Barton. Batting third. The right fielder, Connor Jackson. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Josh Willingham. Batting fifth. The catcher, Kurt Suzuki. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Mark Ellis. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Andy LaRoche. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Cliff Pennington. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Gio Gonzalez. Pitching for the Oakland Athletics, Gio Gonzalez. For the San Francisco Giants. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Andres Torres. Batting second. The second baseman, Freddy Sanchez. Batting third. The catcher, Buster Posey. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Pat Burrell. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Cody Ross. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Aubrey Huff. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Miguel Tejada. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Mike Fontenot. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jonathan Sanchez. Pitching for the San Francisco Giants, Jonathan Sanchez. And now, play ball. Coco Crisp is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Crisp strikes out. One out. Darrick Barton is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Barton hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Sanchez reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Connor Jackson is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tejada fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Josh Willingham is at the plate with a count of three balls and no strikes. Willingham takes first base on ball four. Jackson moves to second. Kurt Suzuki is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Suzuki hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sanchez fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Andres Torres is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Torres is hit by the pitch. Freddy Sanchez is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Sanchez hits a ball on the ground into left field, out of the reach of Willingham. Sanchez reaches second base with a double. Torres goes all the way around to score. It's 1-0, Giants. Buster Posey is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Posey hits a ball on the ground towards first. Barton scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Posey for the out. Sanchez moves to third. One out. Pat Burrell is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Burrell strikes out. Two outs. Cody Ross is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Ross strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Mark Ellis is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Ellis strikes out. One out. Andy LaRoche is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. LaRoche hits a fly ball into center field. Torres settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cliff Pennington is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Pennington hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gio Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Gonzalez strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Aubrey Huff is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Huff hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Miguel Tejada is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Tejada hits a fly ball into center field. Crisp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Fontenot is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Fontenot strikes out. Two outs. Jonathan Sanchez is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Sanchez hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ellis fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Coco Crisp is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Crisp is 0 for 1 in the game. Crisp hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fontenot scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Darrick Barton is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Barton is 0 for 1 in the game. Barton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sanchez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Connor Jackson is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Jackson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Jackson hits a fly ball into center field. Torres settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Andres Torres is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Torres is 0 for 0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Torres strikes out. One out. Freddy Sanchez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Sanchez is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Sanchez hits a line drive into right field. Jackson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Buster Posey is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Posey is 0 for 1 in the game. Posey hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pennington fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Pat Burrell batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Burrell is 0 for 1 in the game. Burrell hits a ball on the ground into center field, out of the reach of Crisp. Burrell reaches second base with a double. Posey moves to third. Cody Ross is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Ross is 0 for 1 in the game. Ross hits a ball on the ground towards third. LaRoche fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on LaRoche. Posey scores. Burrell moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 2-0, Giants. Aubrey Huff is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Huff is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Huff strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Josh Willingham is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Willingham is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Willingham strikes out. One out. Kurt Suzuki is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suzuki is 0 for 1 in the game. Suzuki hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Burrell. Suzuki reaches second base with a double. Mark Ellis batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Ellis is 0 for 1 in the game. Ellis hits a fly ball into right field. Ross settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Andy LaRoche is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. LaRoche is 0 for 1 in the game. LaRoche hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Burrell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Miguel Tejada is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Tejada is 0 for 1 in the game. Tejada hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gonzalez fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Fontenot is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Fontenot is 0 for 1 in the game. Fontenot hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jonathan Sanchez batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Sanchez is 0 for 1 in the game. Sanchez hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Fontenot moves to second. Andres Torres is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Torres is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Torres hits a fly ball into right field. Jackson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Fontenot moves to third. Two outs. Freddy Sanchez is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Sanchez is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Sanchez is hit by the pitch. Sanchez moves to second. Buster Posey is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Posey is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Posey hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Gonzalez, and towards Pennington, who fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Cliff Pennington is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Pennington is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Pennington hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fontenot scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gio Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Gonzalez is 0 for 1 in the game. Gonzalez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fontenot misplays the ball. That's an error on Fontenot. Coco Crisp is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Crisp is 0 for 2 in the game. Crisp hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Gonzalez moves to second. Darrick Barton is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Barton is 0 for 2 in the game. Barton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sanchez fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Pat Burrell is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 0 strikes. Burrell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Burrell hits a fly ball into center field. Crisp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cody Ross is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Ross is 0 for 2 in the game. Ross hits a fly ball into left field, out of the reach of Willingham. Ross reaches second base with a double. Aubrey Huff is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Huff is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Huff strikes out. Two outs. Miguel Tejada is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Tejada is 0 for 2 in the game. Tejada hits a fly ball into right field. Jackson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Connor Jackson is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Jackson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Jackson hits a line drive towards third. Tejada reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Josh Willingham batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Willingham is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Willingham hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-1, Giants. Kurt Suzuki is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Suzuki is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Suzuki hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Posey fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mark Ellis is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Ellis is 0 for 2 in the game. Ellis takes first base on ball 4. Andy LaRoche is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. There goes Ellis. The throw from Posey, and Huff drops the ball. That's a stolen base and an error. Andy LaRoche is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. LaRoche is 0 for 2 in the game. LaRoche strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Athletics 1. The Giants will come to bat. Mike Fontenot is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Fontenot is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Fontenot strikes out. 1 out. Aaron Rowand pinch hits for Jonathan Sanchez. Aaron Rowand is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Rowand strikes out. 2 outs. Andres Torres is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Torres is 0 for 2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Torres hits a fly ball into center field. Crisp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Jeremy Affeldt now pitching. Cliff Pennington is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Pennington is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Pennington hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gio Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Gonzalez is 0 for 2 in the game. Gonzalez bunts towards the mound. Affeldt fields it and throws to first for the out. Pennington moves to second. 1 out. Coco Crisp is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Crisp is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Crisp hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Burrell. Crisp reaches second base with a double. Pennington scores. It's Athletics, 2, Giants, 2. Darrick Barton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barton is 0 for 3 in the game. Barton hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Crisp scores. It's 3-2, Athletics. Ramon Ramirez now pitching. Connor Jackson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Jackson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Jackson strikes out. 2 outs. Josh Willingham is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. There goes Barton. The throw from Posey and he is safe. Barton steals second. Josh Willingham is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Willingham is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Willingham takes first base on ball 4. Kurt Suzuki is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suzuki is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Suzuki hits a fly ball into center field. Torres settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Giants 2. The Giants will come to bat. Freddy Sanchez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Sanchez is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got 1 RBI. Sanchez hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Buster Posey is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Posey is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Posey hits a fly ball towards left. Willingham catches it and throws to second to double up Sanchez, who tagged up and tried to advance to second. 2 outs. Pat Burrell batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Burrell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Burrell takes first base on ball 4. Manny Burris pinch runs for Pat Burrell. Cody Ross batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Ross is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Ross takes first base on ball 4. Burris moves to second. Michael Wirtz now pitching. Aubrey Huff is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Huff is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Huff hits a ball on the ground towards first. Barton scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Huff for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Giants 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Manny Burris now playing left field. Mark Ellis batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Ellis is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Ellis takes first base on ball 4. Andy LaRoche is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. LaRoche is 0 for 3 in the game. LaRoche bunts towards first. Huff scoops it up and throws to first, with Sanchez covering, for the out. Ellis moves to second. One out. Cliff Pennington is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Pennington is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Pennington hits a fly ball into left field for a base hit. Ellis moves to third. Hideki Matsui pinch hits for Michael Wirtz. Dan Runzler now pitching. Hideki Matsui is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Matsui hits a fly ball into left field. Burris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Ellis tags and scores. 2 outs. It's 4-2, Athletics. Coco Crisp is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Crisp is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Crisp strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Giants 2. The Giants will come to bat. Grant Balfour now pitching. Miguel Tejada is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Tejada is 0 for 3 in the game. Tejada hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mike Fontenot is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Fontenot is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Fontenot hits a fly ball into left field. Willingham settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Nate Scheerholz pinch hits for Dan Runzler. Nate Scheerholz is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Scheerholz hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's Athletics, 4, Giants, 4. Andres Torres is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Torres is 0 for 3 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Torres hits a fly ball into right field. Jackson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Freddy Sanchez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Sanchez is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got 1 RBI. Sanchez strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Giants 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Brian Wilson now pitching. Manny Burris now playing second base. Cody Ross now playing left field. Nate Scheerholz now playing right field. Darrick Barton is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Barton is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Barton hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Connor Jackson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Jackson is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tejada fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. 2 outs. Josh Willingham is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Willingham is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and 2 walks. He's got 1 RBI. Willingham takes first base on ball 4. Kurt Suzuki batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Suzuki is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. Suzuki hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Burris fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Giants 4. The Giants will come to bat. Joey Devine now pitching. Buster Posey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Posey is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Posey hits a pop-up towards first. Barton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Manny Burris is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Burris hits a fly ball into center field. Crisp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cody Ross is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Ross is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Ross hits a pop-up towards short. Pennington settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Giants 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Sergio Romo now pitching. Mark Ellis is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Ellis is 0 for 2 in the game. With 2 walks. Ellis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Burris scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Andy LaRoche is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. LaRoche is 0 for 3 in the game. LaRoche strikes out. 2 outs. Cliff Pennington is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Pennington is 3 for 4 in the game, with 3 singles. Pennington strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Giants 4. The Giants will come to bat. Craig Breslow now pitching. Aubrey Huff is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Huff is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Huff hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ellis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Miguel Tejada is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Tejada is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Tejada hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mike Fontenot is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Fontenot is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Fontenot hits a fly ball into center field. Crisp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Nate Scheerholz is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Scheerholz is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Scheerholz hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ellis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Giants 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Ryan Sweeney pinch hits for Craig Breslow. Ryan Sweeney is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Sweeney hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Coco Crisp is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Crisp is 2 for 5 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Crisp hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tejada fields it and throws to second for the out. 1 out. Darrick Barton is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Barton is 2 for 5 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Barton hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Huff settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Connor Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. There goes Crisp. The throw from Posey and he is safe. Crisp steals second. Connor Jackson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Jackson is 1 for 5 in the game, with a single. Jackson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Giants 4. The Giants will come to bat. Brian Fuentes now pitching. Ryan Sweeney now playing right field. Andres Torres is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Torres is 0-for-4 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Torres hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Ellis settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Darren Ford pinch hits for Sergio Romo. Darren Ford is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Ford hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Buster Posey is at the plate with a count of 0-0. There goes Ford. The throw from Suzuki and he is safe. Ford steals second. Buster Posey batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Posey is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. Posey is walked intentionally. Manny Burris is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Burris is 0-for-1 in the game. Burris hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ford scores. Posey moves to third. The game is over. The final score, San Francisco Giants, 5, and Oakland Athletics, 4. Goodbye from AT&T Park in San Francisco.